Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Monday, the 8th of December 2025. Today's topic is an expert in divine things. Our text today is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 14 to 18. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. Verse 18. Who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some? Our memory verse is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. One of the greatest presidents America had was Theodore Roosevelt. A British historian described him as the most bookish man since John Quincy Adams. On the 6th of January 1919, at his home in New York, Theodore Roosevelt died in his sleep. When they moved him from his bed, they found a book under his pillow. Up to the very last, he was still striving to learn and improve himself. He was a voracious reader. In today's text, Paul unveiled the dos and don'ts of an expert in the things of God to young Timothy and, by extension, the contemporary youth. An expert is a person with a high degree of proficiency in a certain subject or skill. Paul admonished Timothy to charge his brethren to refrain from unprofitable talks that can lead to ungodliness. As a Christian youth whose desire is to experience the fullness of God, you must never allow yourself to be drawn away from the sure word of God. Rather, the Bible must be your instruction manual and compass. This is the secret of an expert in divine things. Quote for the day: Paul unveiled the dos and don'ts of an expert. The challenge for today is: be a student of the Bible. Prayer. O God, help me to treasure your word above any other thing. In Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.